Praise the Lord. Well, you know, do you know that we all have challenges? You know, many people quit on life when they hit too big a challenge. It becomes too great. You know, they don't know what to do when they get pressed in with hardships and problems. They just don't know what to do. But you know what? You don't have to quit. You don't have to get discouraged. You can get to the other side. And that's why I'm going to talk about it, going to the other side. You know, if there's anybody that had an opportunity to quit, it would be my dad. Most of you know his story. You know, he was taken to the bed of affliction. They said he wouldn't live to the age of 16, but he got to reading the Bible. He never heard anybody preach it or teach it. He just read Mark 11:23 and came off the bed and started preaching and did it for 67 years or so or more. I don't know how many it was. You know, and a lot of people think, you know, they don't know. But he never pastored a real big church. All the churches he ever pastored, there was only four of them. He's pastoring one of them when I was born, and then three others. And they were all problem churches when he took them. Nobody wanted them. And when he left, everybody wanted them. I know the last church, I was in the middle of my third grade year there. When we took it, nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted that church. The other pastor had tore the thing up. It was horrible. Nobody wanted it, but the Lord told my dad to go there, and he did. And when he left it, 120 people put in there to go coming back to that church. But, you know, and when he began traveling and doing what God told him to do, he said, go teach my people faith. He wore out his car the first year and started hitchhiking and riding the bus. You couldn't probably do that today. And, you know, I mean, he had all kinds of things, difficulties, but he just wouldn't quit. He kept going till he got the other side. And we have Ramas all over the world today. You know, God doesn't plan for us to have a fearful, defeated life. You know, through Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, we have everything we need for victory. You know, and we have the Holy Spirit to guide us. And Mark says this in Mark, you know, Mark 4:35. This is the story of Jesus and the disciples. On the same day when the evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now, when they left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with them. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. They woke him up and said, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind, said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great multitude. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one another, who is this? Who can this be? Even the winds and the sea obey him. Now I want you to notice that he said to them, let us cross the other side, or let us go to the other side. And he went back and went to sleep. He fully intended to go to the other side. Didn't matter what happened, what come, what didn't come. He was asleep and the boat was tossing around. And the disciples become fearful. Now, when you do a little study on this, at least four of these guys were fishermen, commercial, professional fishermen that fished on that lake, the Sea of Galilee there, all the time. And they were used to being on the water, so it had to be an extremely violent storm for them to get upset, you know. I mean, you go out with some old sailors and a little bit of wind and stuff comes up, it don't bother them at all. You know, it might bother me, but it wouldn't bother them, you know. Why? Because they're experienced. So this storm had to be a violent storm. But he had given specific instructions, let us cross over, let us go over to the other side. He didn't intend to get in the middle of the sea and go down. You know, you there, y'all gone home already. I'm preaching better than y'all are amening. Before they ever began their journey, he told them what the finality of it was going to be. Let us go over. He didn't say let us go halfway. He didn't say, but he didn't say he wasn't going to encounter some storms. And in fact, in life, you're going to encounter storms. Go to John 16:33, I think it is. And Jesus says, in this life, you will have troubles and trials and tribulations. He says that, but be of good cheer because I've overcome them. In other words, he's overcome all of those. God's not looking for some super spiritual people. He is just looking for somebody that's willing to believe the God's word and walk in it. Yes. Lester Sumrall, he said this. Some of you might know who Lester was. Lester was a great man of God. And he said, God working through an ordinary person can overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles and accomplish incredible feats. You know, I think that we can learn some valuable lessons from this little story. Here, he said, let us go the other side. Now, God may not ask you to literally cross a sea, and go through a real storm on the ocean. But there are many things in life that try to hinder us from getting to the other side or getting to victory. Around here, we've all been through storms, real storms. And man, I tell you what, I don't wait till they say, it says tornado watch first, right? And when they first say, actually, when they say severe thunderstorm warning, I start speaking right then. I don't wait till it starts thundering or lightning. I start speaking the word right then. You know, when they say warning, I start speaking the word. Yes, amen. 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 I continue to speak it. I know one time, Rich, right there, he was there. I was out there with my grandsons and my grandson and one of his boys. They were playing baseball together. Now, Rich and Craig are really good friends, and they got both of them have three boys, and their boys were born right close together, and they all grew up together. Those, the King boys and the Hagen boys, they played ball together and run together. So we were there, and man, it started looking bad back in the West, and they shut the ball game down, said, everybody get home, get out of the way. There's a severe storm. There's tornadoes over in Oklahoma City, And so, man, we stood right there on the ball field, me and Craig and Rich, and we pointed at it and started speaking to the storm. And it was several years ago, but it was one of those F5 tornadoes that hit over here, and several years ago. And it was coming straight down 44. It leveled the old Tanger Mall out there at Chandler, wherever it was, halfway between. Anybody remember that? Stroud. And that storm, and this what the weatherman said. He said, man, we got some praying people in Tulsa. He said, that storm got to the edge of Tulsa. It split in two, went around Tulsa, come back together, and went on up into Illinois. It did a lot of devastation. But you see, if you learn how to speak to the storm, I've been in lots of storms, and I believe God can bring me, he can protect me even if I get in the storm. The three Hebrew children went in the fiery furnace, but they come out. You may get in the middle of a storm, but if you'll keep believing God, he'll bring you back out on the other side victorious. Actually, I guess it was Cass and Ryan. It was Ryan and Blake that were playing. There's Ryan right there. Him and Blake are same age. And they were the two boys that were playing that game. I looked over and I just saw, hey, he was the boy. He was one of them. See, God may not ask you to cross a stormy sea, but I'm going to tell you what, there's some things that we need to get through in life, get to the other side. All kinds of difficulties and issues. Sometimes issues from the past are hindering you from getting to the other side and having victory in your life. Sometimes you face challenges and hardships. Sometimes you face physical battles and sickness and pain. You know, sometimes some people have storms of anger that they need to get rid of. Storms of unforgiveness and hatred. Storms of disappointment and bitterness. I think we've all been through disappointment, I guess. Storms of despair. Criticism and accusations. Hey, man, I've been there. Just go Google my name on Google, and you'll find out what people are saying about me. Somebody said, doesn't that bother me? It doesn't bother me in the least. Half the stuff they're saying ain't true in the first place. And secondly, they're going to have to answer for what they're doing. I'm just doing what God asked me to do. And that's what all of us need to get to the point. Don't let anything bother you. Just do what God told you to do. I tell people all the time, if you're where God told you to be, doing what God told you to do, it don't matter what's going on. Don't matter what anybody says. Care less what somebody says. Come on now, don't look at me like I fell out of a well. My dad used to say that. We can get to the other side because God is with us. God didn't intend to perish for this, for them to perish in the middle of the sea. Now, the reason that we need to, why do we need to get through stuff and get to the other side? See, the enemy is trying to keep you from getting to the other side because on the other side is opportunities that God has for you. On the other side is where you're going to find the abundant supply that God has for you. The enemy trying to keep you from getting there. If he can send a storm into your life that will cause you not to get there, then he can steal what God has for you. You know, there on the other side can be connections that will help you in spiritually and in the natural life. See, it's like this. I believe if God could tell you, if you really knew what was on the other side, you'd understand it was worth fighting through all the battles and storms to get there. Yes. Hello. Amen. You know, I haven't had that easy of a life. I've had to battle all kinds of stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm here. Standing on top, victorious. Amen. I mean, can you just go with me for a minute? Back to 1962 of October. I just entered my senior year of Bible college. And Uncle Sam sent me a letter and says, hey, boy, I want you. Now I have to go. I go out of Bible college, and I didn't want to go in the draft, so I went down and talked to him and got special and spent Army Security Agency and some stuff. But can you imagine my disappointment, the feeling that I had? Man, I'm in my senior year of Bible college. God, this is what you told me to do. You told me to go to Bible. You told me to go into ministry. Well, if I'm going to ministry, the best place to learn how to be a minister, go to Bible school that teaches that. You know. But you know what? I said, all right, Lord, here we go. And I went through the storm. But I want to tell you what, some things that I learned, working especially and with that secret stuff, I've used many, many times in the ministry. Let me tell you something. When you're going through these storms, learn some stuff, because it may be what you learned there that you're going to be able to help somebody else. I mean, we don't get it anymore as much as we used to, but I mean, we sat outside of an operating room for 12 hours when they took a tumor off of back of Craig's head. I'm going to tell you what, that wasn't no phone, but we've had many, many people that have contacted us, and they're going through the same thing, and we've been able to talk to them and help them. You see, many times, if you just come through victorious, stay victorious, don't let the devil get you down. Now you're able then to minister to somebody else. You've been there, done that. Hello. And you can tell them, hey, you can make it. Yes. You can make it. Yes. See, Jesus intends it for his disciples to hear what he said, believe what he said, and to act on what he said. And that goes right along with what the Word of God says. If you believe in your heart and say to this mountain, be removed, cast into the sea, you'll get what you say. Mark 11:23. Most of you all can quote it by, how many of you can quote Mark 11:23 by heart? Hold up your hand. Yeah, you can. Why? Because that's one of the keynote scriptures of this ministry, the Kenneth Hagin Rhema ministry. That's what he come off the bed of affliction with. And I don't know how many thousands of sermons that he preached from that. I heard bunches of them. Rich heard a bunch of them. He traveled with him on the road for, I don't know how many years. 13 years. With, you know. And I was born on Sunday and in his church the next Sunday. Heard him preach. And I heard him preach all the way from the time he was 21 years old till he went on to be with the Lord at 87. So I heard lots of sermons. But you know what? Just hearing a sermon don't do you any good if you don't take what that sermon says and apply it in your life. Right. Hello? Amen. See, the disciples were to get to the other side by faith and by natural. They used a boat. I have a saying, and any of you that's been around Rhema very long know what my saying is. The natural and the supernatural coming together make the explosive force for God. You see, they wasn't going to get across that lake without faith in God and a boat. Because there's only been two people walk on water, Jesus and Peter. Now, a lot of people don't realize that. Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water. He started sinking. Jesus said, help me. And then Jesus reached down and they walked and got back in the boat. Come on now. A lot of people said it just one person walked on water. No, two people walked on water. Jesus and Peter. Come on now. You know, faith is necessary. Now, we have to realize that there are natural things that we do, but then their faith is necessary. I say it all the time. It's not all natural and it's not all supernatural because it's the both of them. We live in a natural world. You better use some natural sense if you're going to go across Northwest Highway out there. If not, you ain't going to live very long. You know, and see, there's some people, they take faith and they go run off in the ditch with it. Oh, bless God, I'm going to go across this road. The cars are in the faith. I got faith. They're going to stop for me. No, they ain't. Now, I'm from Texas. I said, hey, I should have said, no, they won't. But, you know, you understand what I'm saying up here. All right. Right. You see, and then there's some people that are so into the natural that they're not any good on the supernatural side. And there's some people that are over here, you know, they're it's ridiculous. You know, everything has to have a spiritual meaning. Everything doesn't have a spiritual meaning. Some things are just natural. Hello? You know, somebody come up to me not long ago and said, oh, Brother Hagin, what do you think this means? I said, nothing. What? I said, no, I don't mean nothing. I said, they were in jest. They were just joking around. I said, they didn't mean nothing by it. Oh, okay. Oh, man, that helps me so much. You know, some people, the light's on, but there ain't nobody home. When it comes to spiritual things, some people are so over here in the spiritual side that, you know, everything has a meaning, a spiritual meaning. And if a chair turns out, oh, what's God mean by that? Well, nothing. Chair just turned over. How many know what I'm talking about? Yes. See, here, is what I'm trying to do is get the idea that, and I told us that we can learn from this story, is that here you got these guys, you got the natural boat, but you got faith in God to get the boat through the storm. The same thing has to do with you. You got your natural life on the sea of life, living the life, but you got your faith in God that gets your boat to the other side. Well, that's good. Keep preaching. I believe I will. Thank you. You know, faith comes into our hearts when we hear the word. You know, hearing this story and analyzing it will help you to understand how to believe God in the middle of the storm. See, they got afraid, and Jesus said, "Oh, you have little faith." In other words, he's trying to tell them, "Where's your faith? I already said we're going to the other side." And that's what we need to realize, what the Bible said. The Bible already said it. If we believe it, we may go through the storm, but we'll come out on the other side. Amen. You know, we need to, you know, the word of God will cause fear to leave and faith to come. Faith and fear can't exist together. You either have one or the other. Paul said, "We've not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind." You know, the Psalms 57:1 in the New Living Translation. "Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy. I look for your protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until the violent storm passes." Now, some people that don't never been on a farm don't understand this scripture. Those old chickens, when they've hatched a bunch of chicks, and that old hawk comes flying over the chicken pen, that old hen will start clucking, and there may be three or four different hens in there with all of them got chicks, but when they start clucking, the chicks run to their mother and they get their wings up like this. I've seen them do it many times on my grandpa's place. And then they just sit down and cover up the chick, because those old hawks will sweep down and grab a chicken and go, they're gone. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we need to learn in the middle of the storm. We got faith in God. We run under his protection. Just like those little chicks did. You know, the New Living Translation of Psalms 107:29 says, "He calmed the storm to a whisper and stilled the waves." You know, we need to get a hold of the fact that God is for us. He's there with us all the time, doesn't matter where we're at. Amen. The three Hebrew children went into the fiery furnace, right? Yes. But they came out. Amen. You know, actually, it became a testimony to the old king and all the rest of them. You know, when you go through a storm and believe God and come out on the other side, it's a testimony to everybody around. So don't give up in the middle of the storm. Begin to praise God. You know, two guys that I know in the Bible, that in the middle of their biggest storm, they started singing praises to God. They were locked in the jail. They had been beaten. And it was at the midnight hour. And instead of complaining and griping one another, Silas, instead of him, he could have said to Paul, "What have you got us over in this mess? What, look at this mess you got us in, Paul." They started singing praises to God. And the next thing you know, they wasn't in the stocks no more. They wasn't inside the prison no more. It's done run away with. Been done away with. See, in the middle of your storm, if you learn how to praise God, storm will go away. You know, Isaiah 43:2 in the Voice Translation, that's one of the new translations. It says, "When you face the stormy sea, I will be there with you." Actually, this is actually a translation off of the New King James, if you read it. "When you face the stormy sea, I will be there with you with endurance and calm. You will not be engulfed in raging rivers. If it seems like you're walking through fire with flames licking at your limbs, keep going. You won't be burned. Amen. Come on now. Get to the other. God wants you to get to the other side because that's where his blessings are. We need to read and meditate the word of God until it's such a part of us. Whenever the enemy begins to squeeze us down, out of us comes the word. You know, if I had a sponge up here and I poured water in that sponge and squeezed it, water would come out of it. If I had oil and I put sponge in the oil and I squeezed it, oil comes out of that. Right? You see, when the devil begins to squeeze you with the storms of life, out of you needs to start coming, my God shall supply all of my needs. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Yeah. See, instead of, oh my God, what are we going to do now? Begin to quote the word. In the middle of the storm, quote the word. Don't care what it looks like, smells like, tastes like, anything else. Quote the word. My dad would always say, you ask him a question, he would say, what does the word say? What's the Bible say? What's the Bible say? See, Jesus expected to go to the other side. He didn't care what happened. He expected to get to the other side. He said, we're going to the other side. He went to sleep. See, in faith, if you're in faith, you don't get scared. You don't get afraid. God wants you to trust him, obey him. And see, what happened here, in the midst of the trouble, in the middle of the storm, they forgot what Jesus said. The focus was on the storm instead of going to the other side. See, too many people get their focus on the storm in their life and it gets inside of them. The storm gets inside of them. Hey, the storm may be on the outside, but don't let it get on the inside. Just keep believing God. Walk through the storm. See, they grew fearful instead of exercising faith. See, they allowed the storm to create a storm inside of them. And you need to realize what he said here. When he got up, they woke him up. He said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? He's telling them, Why are you fearing? What is there to fear? I said we're going to the other side. How many of you got a Bible, or else you got your Bible on one of these instruments? Hold it up. Yes. Amen. How many of you have read that? Amen. How many of you believe what it says? Well, in the middle of the trouble, instead of saying, oh my God, you begin to say, I'm healed, I'm whole by the stripes of Jesus. You begin to say, I can't go over for going under. I mean, I can't go under for going over. That's what they hear. They were talking about. See, we need to learn to say what the Bible says. You need to learn to talk Bible talk. Not what somebody else said. Not what, don't quote a book, you know, quote something out of one of them. Well, Brother Hagin, Pastor Hagin said this. Well, it don't matter what I say. What the Bible say? I hear people all the time on the radio, on the TV. Well, Brother Hagin said this and Brother Hagin said that. Well, actually, if they're listening to what, all he's doing is saying what the Bible says. So instead of saying, go say, the Bible says. See, I get tired of people name dropping. They think if they name drop, you know, man, I don't know. Won't they just say the Bible said instead of saying Brother Hagin said or Pastor said? All I'm saying is what the Bible said. Come on now. Come on. You know, giving in to fear will get you in trouble. But exercising faith will get you victory. You know, Jesus was focused on the destination, not on what was happening in between. You know, when your kids are smaller, like, you know, and first, second, third grade, you know, you tell them, we're going to go to grandma's house, or we're going to go here or there. You know what? They're not focused on anything that's happening. They focused on the destination. Hello. Mom and dad are focused on, well, you know, where are we going to eat on the road? Where we, if we have to, if it's more than, where are we going to spend the night? They're focused on all kinds of things. No, the kids are not. They focus, they say, all mom and daddy said, we're going to grandma's house. So all their focus is on what they said. And they believe that they're going to grandma's house. They're not interested in what's going on around them. See, we need to focus on our destination. Excuse me. Focus on our destination. Amen. Our victory's on the other side. Amen. You know, you can either focus on the storm, and it's time for me to quit. You can either focus on the storm or focus on the destination. Right. It's up to you. The storms of life will come to us all. There's not any of us that don't have storms that come to us. It's often on the other side of the difficulties, on the other side of the hard places, on the other side of the storms, that we discover the greatest plans that God has for us, the place that God wants us to be, the things that God wants to give to us, the assignments that he has for us. Well, did you get anything out of this tonight? Don't let the storms of life discourage you, get you upset. Keep a hold of the word of God and get to the other side. Victory's on the other side. Heavenly Father, I was trying to speak to these people for a few moments tonight to stir up their pure minds and their hearts, so that they would be able to know that you're there with them and that you'll see them through every storm that comes their way. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.